With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Have some thank yous to dole out before we get back to our thoughts on the Saints and the Seahawks, including diving headfirst into the pool of props. Our one wonderful guest on this magnificent Football Monday was Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper. Always love when Drew joins us on a Monday on Twitter at @whale_capper. Thank you very much to all our great crew here on You Better You Bet. Our executive producer, Tyler Morales, our technical director, Bill Matz, our board op, Jake the Snake Hassan, and our video producer, Mike Brown, a.k.a. what do we call Tyler? Well, Tyler wasn't on the Friday show when we did this whole routine, right, Ken?
Yeah, so it's... yeah, what do we really call... like, what's Tyler... what's Tyler's like set of nicknames?
He doesn't have any.
Yeah, Tyler's like, you called me Morales last week. It's like, well, that's because it's your last name.
How about Mo?
Timo?
Like Timo Werner?
Timo Werner, yeah.
All right, so it would be Timo Take Snake in downtown.
Yep.
Timo Take Snake downtown here. The best crew in the business. Here on You Better You Bet. Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight, a four-hour live betting extravaganza, NBA, NHL, and Saints Seahawks, the entire crew in the house tonight for BetMGM tonight, Quinton Mayo, Ryan Horvat, and Trista Crick. So after this show ends, you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, listening on BetQL, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app. You don't need to change the dial to go anywhere else. We got you covered here. Morning tonight, Monday through Sunday, all the best sports betting content, information, and wagertainment that your little heart could desire, you will find here on BetQL. So again, Ryan, Trista, Quentin, BetMGM tonight, coming up after us. All right, we'll get to the props, the pool of props in a second here, Ken, but I definitely can't talk you into this contrarian over here, 41.5.
I don't think so, just with what I know about the Saints and Seahawks offenses, at least the limited amount of Geno Smith Seahawks that we have. Just, I don't want to be holding an over ticket in this game. Meanwhile, last night, I imagine last night having like an identical total to this with worse weather, but with those two teams involved. Like, that's where sometimes it's weather. It's like, yeah, but there still has to be a number where you'd bet the over. Like, I don't care if it's hailing outside. Like, there still has to be the number gets to 17. I'd bet over. Like, there has to be a number in your head where at least sometimes you'd come back and play it. These two teams, that doesn't strike me as the situation.
Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan has announced that Jimmy Garoppolo will start on Sunday in Chicago against the Bears.
See where that number goes. It's interesting. A lot of Chicago interest already.
3.5. Yeah. Imagine getting a 4.
Nah, I don't know if that's coming back. Seems like that's not coming back. Maybe can we get a Keem Hicks in this game, or is he on IR?
How about the lab? Great job by you with the Leonard Fournette prop yesterday.
They were up by so much, I wasn't sure if it was going to get home. They were just up by so many, like too many points, honestly. Yeah, I mean, Hicks out, running back overs. That's the way it goes.
That's one of the biggest ass kickings you'll see is what Tampa did to Chicago yesterday in the National Football League. All right, are you ready, Ken? I think it's just about that time.
It is. I know you're going to do your whole thing here. Do we have like a lot of bets to go over tonight? There's a lot of stuff.
Well, we can go over a lot of bets. I've got two definite prop bets that I like for tonight, and then one other that I'd like to discuss. But we can talk about a bunch of it here.
Okay.
And I'd like to maybe get an anytime touchdown prop because I don't have any right now. And actually, the one that I'm thinking of, I think you're really going to like the idea.
Okay. All right. So it's like the second string tight end who actually is on the field a lot, but we're going to bet him. Okay, got it.
That's actually exactly right. Yeah. Maybe he's a favorite here of the You Better You Bet family.
Oh,
the
excellent.
Here.
Yes, of course.
Maybe he plays on Seattle. Yep. Maybe his name's Will Disley. We'll find out.
Maybe we say, what about him all the time? Yeah.
And hopefully he scores a touchdown and we say, what about the guy that just won us a bunch of money? So here's what I want everyone to do. You know, watching, listening, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of BetQL. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. What up, YouTube? Twitch.tv/BetQL.
Nick, I think you muted yourself.
I guess I did.
Yeah,
I don't even know
that,
how that happened.
By the way, you started talking eventually. I just started looking
at
you.
Must have
been
like my elbow. I don't know.
I go, what's wrong here? And then there's that red X above your screen. I'm going, how did this happen?
Yeah, that was I literally accidentally. So anyway, right. I don't know where I was right. cut off.
I don't know. You asked us, you were asking us like you out there, you the person listening. And then you were like,
and then
you brought us all in. You were like, you the person listening. And then you just stopped.
Yes. So you the person listening or watching. Listen, I did my whole like sub YouTube, sub Twitch. Hello, everybody. Yeah. Wherever you're watching or listening to the show from in this great country and great world of ours, unless you're driving, don't do this. Not because we're worried about your safety, but because we're worried about lawsuits. We don't care. We could care less whether you get into an accident or not. Just don't sue us. So if you're driving, don't do this. But otherwise, let's get Ken on the two shot here once he's done drinking his coffee or soda, whatever that is. I want everybody. Was that coffee or soda?
Soda. We've graduated from one form of caffeine to another to get us through the show.
God, soda, man. Liquid poison. Yeah. It is delicious.
It's exactly what we need for the
I want
power.
Everybody.
It's the perfect compliment.
I want everybody to close your eyes. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to picture in your mind's eye a pool on a beautiful sunny day. Palm trees, good music, pretty girls, as good as it gets. And the pool ain't no regular pool. It's what some would describe as a big ass pool. Where you're standing next to somebody and you say, hey buddy, hey pal, hey chief, that's a big ass pool, ain't it? And the person
responds,
guy. Yeah. Hey pal.
Hey pal.
Yes it is. That's hey, one yeah. big ass pool. And in the big ass pool, the type of pool that Travis Scott would say, she thought it was the ocean, just a pool. In that big ass pool are props as far as the eye can see. A big ass pool filled with props. Now open your eyes. Ken, how would you describe the image that I have just painted in thy mind's eye?
In my mind's eye, I was about to do like a thou mind's eye, but it's mine. It's mine. It's my mind's eye. I'm going to go, in the interest of time, I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure it's called the Pool of Props.
The Pool of Props. So everyone, if you've got fair skin,
right.
We really need to
get off. Yeah, fair scare. It's Halloween this Sunday, kiddos.
Yep, fair skin, like my guy Ken Barkley, get the SPF. If you've got an olive complexion, like your boy Nick Costos, get the tanning oil. It's time for us to venture into the Pool of Props. And when we venture into the Pool of Props, the Prop King descends. There's so much going on here. The Prop King descends down from thy royal throne, traipses over to thy royal balcony, and stares down at you, the person listening, you, the person watching, the peasants. I know what you're thinking. The Prop King, real D-bag, calling me a peasant. Maybe, but it's okay. Because after this, we're going to fill up those proverbial coffers, getting you up to at least the middle class in Jake, this edition of the Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
That's me.
All hail King Costos.
All right, Prop King time. Ken, let's start with the quarterbacks, as we always do here. I'll give you the yards, completions, and attempts for both Geno Smith and Jameis Winston for tonight. Geno, 203.5. Jameis, 200.5. 18.5 completions for Geno, 17.5 for Jameis. 30.5 attempts for Geno, 26.5 for Jameis. Any of these tickle your old fancy?
No, I was expecting really, really low numbers, and I think those are appropriate. Like, I think the Seahawks are going to have a really hard time creating explosive plays in the pass game. And we know what New Orleans likes to do offensively. They're expected to have a lead based on the point spread tonight, obviously, you know, kind of put the chokehold on Seattle and and run the ball out with it's just like this, that feels correct to me. Like, I don't want to play the over under on the total too. So I had a feeling those numbers were going to be really low. I don't know. I'm not really interested in that. Do any of those interest you?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I want to play Jameis over passing yards. Now, I mentioned I've got two props that I really like. This, okay. It's not one of them. This is the one that may end up making my card here. We played this against Washington and he went over. I just think the Seattle defense is really bad. Like, Taysom Hill's not going to play in this game for New Orleans, so it's not like Jameis is going to come off the field ever here. I know it's going to be a big-time Alvin Kamara game, but the Seahawks also give up tons of production to running backs in the passing game, so I think those passing yards could go to Jameis here. I wouldn't say, like, I love it, but I like the Jameis over passing yards here, Ken. Why don't we circle back to it?
Okay, that's fine. What are the two that you like?
Well, let's get to Seahawks running backs here. I do just want to say this. Alex Collins is active tonight for Seattle, but so is Rashad Penny. Collins' number is at 46.5. He's not 100%. I don't think we can bet that one way or the other or feel good about it. So we're going to lay off Alex Collins here. Alvin Kamara is at 94.5 rushing yards, which is about right to me. Kamara's combined rushing receiving yards prop is 130.5. I actually think that might be a little short for Kamara tonight, but it's close enough where I feel like I kind of don't want to bet it. Okay. So we'll get to the props that I definitely like for tonight. Number one, and it's my favorite prop for tonight. Seahawks receiver Tyler Lockett. When I did my sports betting minutes for today, I wanted to give a bet I really liked for the game, and I literally said, Ken, the receiver for Seattle whose last name rhymes with Sprocket. I actually said that on the sports betting minutes.
Because
I can't say Lockett.
Because you couldn't say his name? Really? Oh, right.
I can't say player names. Yeah, like legally, can't say it.
God, Lockett. Baseball would have to be like the left-hander who sports a mustache is a whatever.
That's right. Or the king in purple and gold for Los Angeles. Lockett, 46.5 receiving yards. He leads Seattle wide receivers under Geno Smith, but Smith is the quarterback. Target share, air yard, 7 targets last week, same as DK Metcalf. They haven't been on the same page yet. Lockett's too good. Metcalf is probably going to command shadow coverage from Marshawn Lattimore, putting Lockett in an advantageous spot to succeed here. If Seattle's coming from behind in this game, I love the Tyler Lockett over 46.5 receiving yards. He's way too talented. I don't care that it's Geno. So over Tyler Lockett. And in a similar vein, Metcalf's not 100%. Lattimore is going to be on him. I think this is going to open up opportunities for Freddie Swain. That's right, Ken. Freddie Swain, Seattle's right. Number 3 wide receiver. 14.5 receiving yards. So Lockett over 46.5 receiving yards and Frederick Swain over 14.5 receiving yards.
You know, Freddie Swain. You know.
Swain.
Is he going to be on the field a lot? Does he come on the field? Does he play a lot of snaps?
He's their number 3. He's on in passing situations. He's pretty much like always on the field for them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the Lockett number, I agree with you, sounds a little low. Now, obviously, like whether New Orleans defense can you know, punch some holes in that. But yeah, I like the Lockett bet a lot.
All right. So the Lockett bet I am definitely on. And anytime touchdown score, I don't really like any of them, honestly. Like Marquez Callaway's 185, Traquan Smith's 300. Don't like any of these. Jameis +4. Jawan Johnson +480 is a little interesting. Maybe like some beer or pizza money on that. And for Seattle, Will Dissly +700. Maybe some beer money on Will Dissly. Got a red zone target last week from Geno Smith tonight against the New Orleans Saints. Ken, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Absolutely. Go Seahawks, especially early.
Yeah, let's Seahawks first half, and let's get some of these props as well. Until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.